We spoke about Chaimis, how exactly to fit in the Chaimis into the Chiv Tzedakah. Basically, we were trying to say a Chiddush, and I saw now Morse Farm, so on the Teres Roim, he says this also, Teres Roim from the Eimik Bracha, Ver Chashav Sefer, says exactly the same halakha that we said, I saw last night, that basically, this that there's a stira. Sometimes it says you're mechuyev to give a chaimish. Sometimes it says you're not allowed to give more than a chaimish. Sometimes it says you could give a chaimish. So basically, we said that in the old days when you were actually doing day machsoirai, or in the few scenarios where day machsoirai exists, where there's a real chiyuv tzedakah, the guy comes to you and you only, or it was the days where the people in the city were relying on the rich people in the city. It was a very simple way of giving tzedakah. So yeah, you're mechuyev to give up to a chaimish. Nowadays, that's not how we give tzedakah at all. Nowadays, so really what we're doing is adraba, we're just setting aside money for mitzvahs. You're setting aside money, you set aside a meiser, zikr chiv. Chaimish is a maila in the chiv, and that's how we answered that question. I want to move on to another issue. Before we get, everyone wants to know about meiser. Because Meiser is the thing that, like I said, that's really how we fulfill our tzedakah today. But there's still before Meiser, there's a few more inyanim in the halachas of tzedakah. And one of the things that came up a few times was, so first of all, in the Seder HaKadima, what is the Seder Kadima of how to give tzedakah? So it's in Reish Mem Tes. So I'll just speak it out. It's a lot of detail in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Shulchan Aruch says, like we said last month, that the highest form of giving tzedakah is actually a pasuk in this week's parsha, ve'chazak toboy. The Rashi brings down that the idea is it takes one person to hold up a horse before it falls, but once it falls, then it's much harder to pick it up, and therefore the highest level of tzedakah is giving someone the ability not to fall, so when they're not as poor as the already first ani, you can help them with a loan. We said of the Chafetz Chaim, and the shah brings the shach a big chiddush, that even higher than a loan is going into a business shutfis with the person. Which sounds like not the best idea, but to me. But you go into some sort of way of giving them business. Or you give them a job. So I was just saying over that, a relative of my father told me one time that someone came over to him and he said, he reminded me of the story because he would just call me now if I could help someone find a job. Anyway, so he told me that someone came over to him and said that he doesn't have anything, he needs a few $1,000 to pay his chayvis. So he asked if we could help him. So he told him, my father said, he said, look, I'm not going to help you. What are you doing all the time? Well, I spend all day going to ask people for money. That's what I do. So he said, how about I'll rent you a car for 2 weeks or something like that, some arrangement with the car, and you drive Uber. And then come back to me in 2 weeks. So he made enough money. So he said, okay. And eventually he did that for a month, and he had enough money to maybe lease his own car. And then he had enough money. And basically he ended up from there getting a job. And it took a few months, and he was able to be mefarnes himself in a normal way. So that is the highest level of tzedakah, and then it goes in from other levels of tzedakah, where he says that the highest level is when you shouldn't know who you're giving to, and the ani shouldn't know who he's taking from. So for example, you give to a kupas tzedakah. You give to a kupa, and assuming that the gabay, that's where these halachas come and put a lot more pressure on the gabay tzedakah than on the giver. The giver was Yoitzeh, he gave to the gabay tzedakah, but the gabay now has to figure out who to give to, but that's the highest level. So I just go back to a question, which is really one could say that that's the highest level of everything. The highest level is you shouldn't be, don't do it for the covet. So when you learn Torah, learn so that no one sees you, right? Learn that everything should be like that. Do it b'tznias. So the idea over here is not the tznias that you, it's not the covet. It's that the person shouldn't know who he's getting from, because it's all about making him feel good. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. You're taking away the purpose of the mitzvah if you're making him feel meshubah to you, or you're making him feel that he owes you something back. And that's why that's the seder of the mitzvah of the tzedakah. Okay, but obviously nowadays, Lemaisa, the most common form of tzedakah is you see him, he sees you, he's asking you for money, and you have to give it, and that's tzedakah. What are you going to tell him? To look the other way, I'll drop the dollar and pick it up? I mean, it's not really so shayach. So, but really the highest level is that no one should know. Okay. Now, what about the Seder Kedima in who to give the tzedakah to? Let's talk about that a little bit. So what's interesting is that L'chaira, there's a little bit of a stira in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, we read a halacha in Siman Reish Mem Tes. It says, Shir Nesinasa, how do you give tzedakah? This is how you give it, etc. And it said over there, I'm sorry, it said Reish Mem Ches. Kol Adam Chayev Liten Tzedakah. Afilu Ani HaMesparnes Min HaTzedakah. Even if he's an Ani. Chayev Liten. He has to give. But here in Reish Nun Aleph, when it starts talking about Kedima, so we're up to Reish Nun Aleph. So it says over here, the Ramah brings down, Hagah, Parnosas Atzmoy Kedemes L'chol Adam. Why? Again, a pasuk in the V'chai Achicha Imach. Right? Everyone knows the story with Rabbi Kiva. And who was the first Reb Chaim you were talking about? The Halchim Bamidbar. He was arguing, right? And there's enough water to, there's only enough water for one person to live. And he's going with his friend. So what should he do with the Kitan Shalmayim? So one opinion held that you split it. And the other Rabbi Kiva said, no, v'chayachicha imach, that yechayacha koidmin, that you don't give away the water and you die to help him. Live, then you're both going to die. Then you're going to, what's the point of that? And you shouldn't give him the water either, so he lives and you die. So the concept of v'chay achicha imach. Imach, that if you're going to help him live, it's only if you're also going to live. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Paskins, keep the water for yourself. If there's enough water for one person, and you're going in the midbar, you have the water, don't give it away to someone else. Keep it for yourself. V'chay achicha imach. You have to keep it for yourself. So therefore, Hilchot Tzedakah is the same way. If you need the money, you're not mechayiv to give tzedakah. Or you are koidim in the seder of tzedakah, v'chai chich imach. The first recipient of the tzedakah is the person themselves. So now we have a stir in Shulchan Aruch. Here it says that if you can't afford to give tzedakah, keep it for yourself. And then it says, afil ani amesparnes min tzedakah. Even an ani has to give tzedakah from what he collects. So it sounds like you can't give yourself tzedakah. If you need money, go collect from other people, and you give tzedakah to others. It doesn't seem to make sense to say that. So the Shach gives a very, very fascinating answer. This is two separate things. He says, this that you're mechuyev to give tzedakah is talking about a case when, it's talking about a case that he has assets, but he doesn't have a lot of income. So if he has assets, so from his assets, so he should be given tzedakah. So he has money to give tzedakah. He should give tzedakah. Now, when it comes to not ma'aser, tzedakah. He should give from his assets.
Anybody assets, not liquid.
Yeah. So he should. You sell it, huh? Right, like everyone else.
Elon Musk so sell his assets.
I'm not worried about his income or his assets. Don't worry. So the if he has assets, he has a Karen, but he doesn't have Revach, so he should give tzedakah. When it comes to taking tzedakah, so now the fact that he has assets doesn't help him. So therefore, he's allowed to take tzedakah. And therefore, he's allowed to take tzedakah, he's allowed to keep the tzedakah for himself. That's the Shach's answer, which is very hard to fully grasp. I mean, he's rich enough that he's mochiv to give tzedakah, but he's poor enough that he's allowed to take tzedakah. I mean, no, so that's what he's saying. I'm not mochiv to sell it for myself. So we had this question last week. You have a guy that's living in a house free and clear from a mortgage and whatever, but he doesn't have any income. So he wants money. Yeah, very nice. But I have a mortgage on my house that I have to struggle to pay every month. Why don't you take a mortgage on your house and you'll be able to live? So, Rabbi Asher Paskin is a person who's allowed to have a house. And I'm going to make them sell their house. So therefore, you're allowed to have a house. There's a lot of different cheshbonis, but basic living thing. But you could say, but you could say, theoretically, having an asset doesn't mean you're rich enough that you can't take tzedakah. But it does mean that you have what to give tzedakah, so you should be giving. That's the Shach's answer, which is like a Peladika teretz. The Aruch HaShulchan argues on it. The Nachas Tzvi argues on it. Reb Moshe has a very interesting tshuva about it. Reb Moshe's tshuva is a father-in-law, someone just married off their daughter, and he gave the son-in-law a property from which to live off of. So this way he collects a rental income every month, and he has the Karen. And this way the son-in-law can learn, and that's how he supports the son-in-law. So the son-in-law wants to know, what's his chiyuv meiser on this property? So Rav Moshe deals with this shach. He says, well, if the revach is only enough for you to live, you can't live without that revach. You're not mechuyev to give money off the revach. But maybe you have to give money off the Karen. So Rav Moshe deals with this issue of Karen and Revach. It's an interesting issue, but most of the Achronim do not go with this Shach. Did I bring the Archa Shulchan here? I thought I did. So most of the Achronim, the Archa Shulchan argues, and he says that what it's talking about is something else. The chiv of Ada, if a person doesn't have enough money to live, they're mutter from tzedakah, and Adrab, they can keep their money, their tzedakah money for themselves. But the mechuyev once a year to give the minimum amount of tzedakah. You got to participate in some tzedakah campaign. Or maybe it's referring to a place that the city put a tax. Everyone's got to participate in order to support the aniyim. That also he has to participate in. He's not pata from that. But in general, he's not mechuyev to give tzedakah, and he comes first in tzedakah. So let's think about this for a second. So people ask all the time, this is about hilchos tzedakah. Let's talk about hilchos meiser for a second. If someone someone that cannot afford, that makes their wage is enough to support their family. Barely. Okay?
Which nowadays is most people.
What?
Which nowadays is most
at
people.
At best.
Yes.
Sure. Best case scenario is most people, right? So are they mechuyev to give meiser? So first of all, the Chafetz Chaim says, and we're going to go proceed into meiser, is that you be very careful when you start doing the minhag meiser. You should make a tanai. I'm only mechayev myself to give meiser if I can afford it. But let's say, assume in regular case of meiser. So what's the proper hanhaga in this? So the way I was makabel the psak was that what he should do is, and this is a good way of telling if the guy really could afford it or not. Because some people, what does afford mean? What does afford mean? It's, you could always live with, no matter how much you have, right? Like Remison Kaplan was here Shabbos. So he said over Gavaldik Shtickel, he said, the Pasuk says, a little off topic, but it's a great part. The Pasuk says in this Parsha, says, if you're going to say, Toimar, I'm going to give you bracha. So it sounds like you're only going to get the bracha because you asked the question. Adrab, if you didn't ask the question, for sure you should get the bracha. Even better off.
So I saw
Pshat from the Aznaim Latara. He says, Gavaldik Pshat. He says, because Eretz Yisrael, the whole Teva of Eretz Yisrael is that it goes by Bitochen. It doesn't work otherwise. So the guy that didn't ask doesn't need the bracha. It comes by itself. The guy that asks really shouldn't get anything. So Zachidus, Tzivisi is Birchasi. But he said over Pshat, he said, Gavaldik Pshat. He said, the guy that didn't ask, what am I going to live on? So he's going to get a better bracha. The better bracha is that he's going to survive on a lot less. He's going to get yoichal me'at u'mizbarach b'sech me'av. See, he's going to be able to survive on a lot less. The little bit that he makes, it will work for him. However, the guy that needs more, you'll get more. But with the more, you're going to get all the headache that comes with the more. Right? So he said, Marshall, that this guy was, they were learning in Kol, and they're getting, starting to have kids, and they're getting older. The wife, how are we going to chasnas? It's crazy. So he says, she said, you got to go to work. So he goes out, goes to work. Taka, Taka makes a lot of money very quickly, and then he sees that there people want to make a shidduch with him, because I guess, they want what he has to offer, and Lamaisi, he goes out there and he makes his chasana, and his chasana, and Taka makes a shidduch, he makes his chasana, and his chasana is a mole, and it costs him, $2 million, his chasana, whatever he puts on, the crazy parties, and everyone's very happy, and he walks home afterwards and turns to his wife and says, it's a good thing I went to work, otherwise I would never be able to afford the chasana. So Tzivisis Berchasi is only as much as you're asking. Okay, you're asking, I'll help you. But Maisi, you wouldn't be much better off. Someone would have wanted to marry you, you would have made a Shidduch, it would have cost you, could have made a Takanachat wedding, everyone would have been very thrilled to come, and it would have cost you $13,000 and you'd be fine. So, the Al Koponim, so you have to know what it means in this Sefer of Bloy. He has an arichus. What does it mean that he cannot afford to give tzedakah? What does afford mean? So he touches up, afford means that once in a while, they're mevater on something because they can't afford it. So sometimes people are like, look, they don't really look at the price. You buy what you need. And that's it. Okay. So that basically means that if that's how you're noyig, so you can afford to give tzedakah also. But if the person, you know, everything that they spend, they're careful, they don't really know if they can afford it, they can't afford it, and they have to give up certain things, which maybe are considered somewhat basic, they're not poor or whatever, that's already Hagdara, that he's not mechayev to give tzedakah. That, give mice, that's what he says. I mean, he's not so comfortable enough spending money on everything. That's how he teaches. On basic things. He's not talking, I need my fourth house, you know, my fourth summer home there, but I couldn't get the best deal I wanted. I mean, it was basically a basic thing, but I'm not going to do it because, or I can't afford it, or don't get that extra thing, you know. So I'll go pun him. What I tell people is, in this case, in this scenario, is like this, is that really we're going to learn in Meiser, that really, in Hilchos Meiser, there's two parts of the There's two parts to the mitzvah of Meiser. One is the hafrasha of the Meiser, and one is the giving of the Meiser. The hafrasha of the Meiser is like your tefuah. It's supposed to separate aside a tenth of your earnings for Meiser. Now there's a din, how do you give it out? So what I think is that a person, what they should do is, taka be mafresh the Meiser, which is good in general. A person should have a separate account, their tzedakah account, their Meiser account, whatever it is, and every paycheck comes in, and you put it in your Meiser account, or wherever it is. And then, he is allowed to take from there for himself, because he's really the first recipient. He cannot afford to pay his debt, so he should take from his Meiser account for himself. Now, usually once you say that to people, they get all uncomfortable. You know, it's okay, so if you're uncomfortable taking the Meiser, so then don't take it. But the point is, what you could do is you could borrow on the Meiser. So you could tell the person, look, take it over there, borrow on it. If eventually you get back on your feet, so you can pay back the Meiser. But this way, the person is fulfilling the mitzvah of Hafrashas Meiser, and they're following the halacha of Shulchan Aruch that their own needs come first. That would be a good way to deal with it. And I think the Agdara of Rav Bloy is a very interesting Agdara, that, you know, a person has to know in themselves what it means that they can afford and they can't afford. Okay. The next thing the Shulchan Aruch says is that, based on a Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara in Ksubis says that Eizeu Ohisa Tztaka B'chol Shah. The Gemara says, you want to know somebody that's doing Tztaka constantly. Who is doing Tztaka constantly? Zeh HaMefarneis Bonav B'noisav HaKtanim. K'tanim, it says him. He who is giving, supporting his children. Because you're constantly giving to them. So therefore, you're constantly doing tzedakah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, therefore, the second level after your own needs is your children's needs. Now that means, obviously, it's not talking about children that you're mechoyev to feed. It's talking about children that you're not mechoyev to feed. Now, what does it mean that they're not mechoyev to feed? So tomorrow, once he hits 6 or 7 years old. So what does that mean? 6 or 7 years old, they're on their own? So that would mean, says Aruch HaShulchan, the way we give tzedakah today is that you could use all your Meiser to feed your children once they're 6 or 7 years old. So there would be no Meiser left to give out to anything. Everyone's just going to give it to their own children first. And that's Hilchos Kedima. You're supposed to give it first. So you go to the store, as long as your kids are over 6 and 7, you pay all your grocery bills with your Meiser. How does that make sense? No, nice. The Gemara says, that's called tzedakah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's called tzedakah, it's not called Meiser. And Rav Moshe says a gavaldik deher on this. He says 6 or 7 years old is only called Meiser, is only called tzedakah. Why? Because the Gemara says, well, you're not mechuyev to feed them. Oh, you're not? Okay. So let's take a scenario. Would you be willing to let your 6 and 7, let's say your 6 and 7 year old says, Ta, I'm going solo. I'm going to rent an apartment myself. And, I got some work. I'm going to pay rent. And I'll come to you for the first day. So yom tov. Right? So would you be okay with that? So Rav Moshe says, obviously, till the age that you would be okay with that, then you're not letting him go on his own. So he's not considered to be independent because you yourself are being mechayev him to stay with you. So if you're being mechayev him to stay with you, so then it's not any more tzedakah to give it to him. That's the aid. That's the var. That's how you, that, I think that's the answer to your question. It's a very good way of bringing it out. The idea of you're allowed to support your family with your meiser. Hold on. But you're mechayev to give them. So a mechayev is a meiser. Is it tzedakah or yuchiv? The answer is that it depends who you're talking about. If it's talking to a person that's independent, and at some point, adrabah, you're looking for them to get out of your house.
That's also my whole tuition.
Exactly. And tuition is not meiser, and for boys and for girls also, even though you're not mechuyev to teach your girls Torah, but Moshe says the same thing. It's a darshim mechuyev. You're not going to let your child decide which school to go to. You want to decide which school to go to. And therefore, since it's on you, so therefore, you cannot send your child to a different type of school, and therefore also it's not meiser. So kaponim, well, I'm not talking about that right now. He brought that up. I'm not getting into that right now. But the point is that supporting one's own children at the point where they're still totally in you, which as someone said, which is like, I don't know, somewhere around 40, 45 years old these days. So at that, until then, it's still considered tzedakah maybe, but it's not meiser, and it's not the tzedakah that we're talking about. Okay? So therefore, that's the next point. And Ochar Shulchan is pretty stark about that, that supporting one's own children, it's not really tzedakah. It's a drasha. It's a nice thing. It's good. But it's not tzedakah. He says, otherwise, there will be no money left for aniyim. And by the way, grandchildren is like children for this. He holds. It's not considered tzedakah. It's interesting. Okay, that's different. That's what he said. Rav Moshe says a similar thing. V'av she'en g'doylem kol zman she'en aderech habonim keilu yelchu l'harviach l'farnas atzman, then you're still mechoyev to feed them. So that's out. Okay? That's out. Next thing it talks about in Shulchan Aruch is one's parents. Is support...
Well, quick question. So on that, if let's say a Moshe child is getting married, and you...
Okay, so what about supporting a married child in Koilel or something like that? So supporting a married child in Koilel, the Chasam Sofer says it's considered Meiser, as long as when you took on the obligation, you had in mind that you would pay it from your Meiser. If you took on the obligation because you have to make the Shidduch, you weren't thinking about that, and then... or let's say when you took it on, you could afford it. You didn't really think it was going to be from your meiser. And then, now you want to give it from your meiser, you're already mechuyev. Now you made a kinyan on it. You obligated yourself. Once you're mechuyev, you cannot pay your chayev from meiser. So you have to have in mind that you're using your meiser to pay that.
Speak it up with them? Or
to who?
I don't know.
No, have in mind to yourself. What about parents? So that's your next level of kreivim, is your parents. So your parents is tzedakah. To give money to your one's parents is tzedakah. Why? What you're mechuyev in is not tzedakah. So the answer is you're not mechuyev to give your parents. Kibud avayim is mishal av. The chiyuv kibud avayim is not to spend money. The chiyuv kibud avayim is only to spend their money. They're mechuyev to spend the money. You just mechuyev. So let's say a parent needs to eat. You're not mechuyev to spend money for them. Take the parents' credit card, buy the food. You're mechuyev to bring it to them. Bring it to them, feed it to them, make sure they can eat it, etc. But you're not mechuyev to spend the money. This is a funny story that someone tainted once that that it was a shaila, it was Sereb Chaim. It was in a city in Europe, and he wanted to go visit. His father wanted him to go visit him, so he said, "I'm willing to go visit, but the train ride is expensive. So my father doesn't want to pay, doesn't have money to pay for the train ride. So Milan Potter, because Kibbut Avim is Mishal Av." So Reb Chaim said, "Okay, so there's no train ride. Start walking." Meaning to say, the train ride is not for your father, the train ride is for you. So therefore, you got to pay that. That's part of your chiv kibbut aveim. The kibbut aveim is what he's benefiting from directly. So the food that you're giving the father, that's for the father. But you want to go visit? He wants you to go visit? Could be that's on you to pay. Just start walking. But I'll kopon him. Now, however, the Gemara says that it's a bizoyan to a parent when a child uses tzedakah money to support them. Well, you think I'm an ani? You're just relegating me to I'm on your meiser list? So he says it's a bizoyan to a person to use his tzedakah money for his parents. And therefore, if he wants to, it's tzedakah and it's eligible theoretically for meiser, but it's even more than a bizoyan. It's me'eira yavoi. It's kilu like a lashon of a klala. It's like a very bad thing.
That's because the parents will know, or that's even...
It sounds like it's not because they know.
Because Rebbe Chaim HaMitzvah...
You're not mechuyev to give this money. You're not mechuyev to give this money. But Af Al Pi Ken, it's called a ma'ar yavai. You want to know it's only if they know about it? I don't think it says that. I don't think it says that it's because they know.
It's not a design for the parents, it's a design for the mitzvah.
Yeah, it's a design for the... where does it say this?
I think it was on the Im yodei maseges.
If you can afford, says the shach, tovei me'era, the mishi mefarnes is avi moi tzedaka. I don't know, it doesn't say because he told them. He still saw Allah and Echos Kibbut Aveim. Im yova maseges tovei me'era, the mishi mefarnes avi moi tzedaka shalai. It's like a klala.
Because parents are such a
chashuva madrega,
you don't take, it's not, it goes like without saying.
Right.
Your parents brought you into the world. Like
you're not willing to strengthen the chon a little bit. Yeah, if you can't afford it, so then it's better than not doing it. And then
you
use your tzedakah money.
If you can afford it, you should support your parents normally and then give your
tzedakah
to other people.
Right.
It's not the mitzvah.
Huh? It's not the mitzvah. It could be that for chomesh, it could be lechatchil, you could use it. Come here. So that comes next, okay? Now, about Shmuel's Brass's question from last week. So we said that last week that there's a mitzvah of Dei Machsoiroi. So we said, if the guy used to make, let's go to that guy that used to make $1 million wedding, now he can't afford to make that wedding anymore, but it's going to be total embarrassment for him if he shows up. You know, back to the piece of schnitzel, right? So he shows up, what?
What's
wrong with you? Yeah, and you didn't like my anti-schnitzel, thing last week either. But all of a sudden, this wedding is, you know, it's going to be a schnitzel wedding, whatever. So it's going to be bizarre for him. So it's considered tzedakah to raise the money for him to make a nice wedding, the same way he made it before. So you were bothered, you know, like that's not going to be so inspiring for you, right? That's not going to be like your inspirational number one tzedakah. Okay. Now, l'maisa, the truth is that there's halachas about that too. If two people come to you, one needs food, one needs clothing, you give the one that needs food first. If two people come to you, one needs clothing, one needs a dira, you give the one with clothing. So there is kedima to both things are called tzedakah, and there is a kedima to that. So I think you're 100% right. If what he needs it's called tzedakah for sure, but that doesn't mean that it takes precedence over other tzedakahs. When we're talking about kedima, so another seder of kedima besides relatives, another seder of kedima is what are they collecting for?
What will happen if those two lists that go like someone from a relative, but he's asking for this, the other one is maybe it's.
I think the relative comes first.
So that list of...
trumps the other list. Yeah. It's talking about two people that are on the same, you know, wavelength, on the same level. Now, one's collecting for this, one's collecting for that. But the kedima comes first. Right? Now, as always, the more important the mitzvah, the harder it is to do it. And that's why no one wants to give the relatives money. No, it's not like, no one gets that thrill of collecting money for a relative. You could have people that they have relatives that are, you know. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan does discuss the question, what about the opposite? What about if an ani comes to me and I know that he has a rich relative? So, and another ani comes to me and he doesn't have a rich relative. So, when I'm giving, should I be makdim the one that has nowhere else to go? So, the answer, he says, is that it, just like you find, you give a yosam before because there's nowhere to go. Okay. Soif kol soif, even if his relatives are not giving him for whatever reason, soif kol soif, he has relatives where to go. The other one has nowhere to go. It's more bechina of an aniya yosim. You should give that one first. That's all Aruch HaShulchan says. It's also brought down that the gabai, just like the wealthy person, has more of a chiyuv to give his relatives, the gabai has more of a right to place a higher level of responsibility on the relative. So let's say the gabai is going around collecting for someone. He's allowed to go to the relative and say, you have to give $1,000. Well, why have to, everyone else, you're just asking to give, you know, 180. Why are you asking me to give 1,000? Well, because you're mechuyev to take care of this guy more. So he says the gabai tzedakah of the city is allowed to put more responsibility on the relative than everyone else, just like the relative is more achrayis to take care of his relatives. Right? Now, this doesn't always work, this thing, right? A lot of times, you know, someone is in a situation and people start collecting money for them. What's the first thing? Oh, let me call this guy's brother-in-law. He's known to be a big bal tzedakah. So what do? You call the brother-in-law. And he's not happy that he's getting a phone call about his brother-in-law. He's very unhappy about this phone call he's just gotten, right? He does not like that phone call. So what does he say? He's not going to tell this random guy whatever the nature of his relationship with his brother-in-law is, right? Or he's going to say, no, I'm taking care of him already. Don't worry. Right? I already took care of, you know, whatever I'm doing for the wedding or whatever I'm doing already. I took care of it. Don't worry. Shkoyach for your efforts. It doesn't usually work, Lamaisa. And, you know, whatever. But it is interesting that they put the zchus of the gabai is to go to the relative first. Okay? So that's so far in Hilchos Kedima. And then the next thing, what we'll have to talk about, is going to be... non from people. It's going to be a big issue. Where do they come in? Does it have to do with frumkeit? So it's a Mishnah. It's an open Mishnah. That if you have two people to give the money to, one is a bigger Talmud Chacham, then the other you're supposed to give to the Talmud Chacham, more than to the Am Haaretz. But what about Talmud Zayit? What about somebody, Bechlal? That's only if you have two people in front of you. Bechlal, you have enough money to give both. But one of them is not a Sherei Torah Mitzvah. What's their status? Are you going to give them? Sorry, you're allowed to give them the stuff. So that's that we have to talk about.
Rabbi, on the priority of when you spoke about children that are in Kolel, married children, what if you have married children, they're not in Kolel, but they're struggling financially,
No, but usually in that case, you didn't take on a responsibility.
No, but
so then of course you should give them.
But is that Meister?
The Chora. Yeah, because theoretically they're independent.
That's the ultimate
advisor. Advisor
starts with your relatives.
That's what I'm saying. For a child that's independent, independent should mean that they're married, they're not living in your home. So theoretically they're independent. You're not mechuyev to help them, but they're struggling. Then there's staka. That would definitely...
What if they're not struggling and just want to give them a boost to...
So I'm not sure about that. I've discussed that before with other people. So it depends what it means. You know... I don't know.
Whatever the normal thing.
Right, but let's say you want to give them they really need a day off or something. Like, I want to give them a vacation or something. I don't know. I'm not sure that that's tzedakah. That's a gift. That's a gift. You know. But let's say they're renting and they can't afford to buy a house. We want to give them money towards a down payment house. So it could be they can't afford a house. A house is something considered a basic need of a person. So it could be that's considered. You have to think about that. Okay. Okay. Next week. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Next week. What should we have share? Next week we'll have share. Mitzvah Hashem. And we'll hopefully finish talking about the Kedima. And then after Shavuos, we'll start talking about Meiser more in detail.